It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to let you know about the White Sands Hotel. And the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. We would urge you to pop in if you're in the Portmarnock area. Pop in to the Oasis Bar and Grill. The food is fantastic. The atmosphere is amazing. And the staff are just great. So give it a shout. Give it a shot. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, well, make it the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock.
Rob, you have to give Rob a shout out.
That's what I said, all the staff.
But you didn't mention Rob specifically.
Oh, Rob by name. Rob is the manager in the Oasis Bar and Grill. What a guy.
That's the only person in the Bar and Grill we know the name of.
I know, I know a few of them.
But you don't.
I know loads
name
of
another
them.
Person. Name another person.
It's no point in advertising it.
Anyway, well done, Rob.
Well done, Rob. You're brilliant. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Stacey is a lady who got in contact with us about her issue. And I want you to have a listen to this, because some of you may have had to deal with this yourselves with an ex. So, here's what Stacey wrote to us. She said, "I don't know if this is a topic that would interest you, but I'm having a big problem with my ex." So, that's how it starts. And normally when a message to us starts with, "I'm having a big problem," it piques our interest. "We have an 8-year-old son together, and he spends Fridays and Saturdays with his father. Problem is, his father buys him everything he wants without consulting me, and he does it because he knows I can't afford these things. He bought him a PlayStation for no reason last month and bought him a laptop for his birthday 2 months ago, bought him 3 football kits last weekend, and I know the reason he's doing it. It is to buy my son's love, because even last week my son said, can he spend more days with his father? So his father is literally trying to buy his love. I told his father to stop spoiling him and buying his love, and he told me it's none of my business and he'll spend what he wants on him. Can you talk about this? Because he should respect my wishes. He's making me out to be poor because I can't get this stuff." And that's from a lady called Stacey. And that's what we want to talk to you about. Is there any harm in this dad buying his son's love? My first thoughts on this is men are damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Not at all.
And in this case, this guy's obviously a good dad. He makes an effort. He spoils his son. So what? So what?
I'm actually shocked by the... you, the listeners, actually never cease to amaze me, because every day when we put these topics up on Facebook, well, Amanda does, I'm always shocked. The reaction always surprises me. So when we got this story, I was like, this mother is going to be torn apart by her listeners. She's going to be absolutely... the father is going to be torn apart by the listeners. And people are going to be disgusted with the father. And everybody is siding with the dad here. Now, I'm sorry. I think the dad is doing something wrong. I agree with the mother. And this is coming from... First of all, I don't agree with spoiling children. And that is the main thing that's happening here. And secondly, I don't agree with trying to buy the love of a child and to play. Basically what it is, guys, and I'm surprised none of you picked up on that. This is, what's it called when you badmouth the parent in front of, that's against the law now, what's it called? Parental alienation.
Yes.
Sorry, that's what it's called. This is parental alienation.
But how is it parental alienation? To buy your kid a PlayStation?
Because the reason he is doing it, come on, the only reason he's doing it is because he knows the mother can't keep up with it, because she obviously is not in a strong enough financial position that she can. And to buy your child better things than your ex can buy in the hope that they want to spend more time with you is morally wrong. And I'm probably the only one that agrees with that, but I'm going to stick to it Because I firmly believe that that is what
I remember. I remember.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah, every Friday.
I remember when your young fella was only a wee whippersnapper.
I went to town.
Every bloody week you'd be buying him this and buying him that on your way home from work. Is that right?
Yeah. No, it is true. I used to go into Smith. Every Friday I used to go into Smith. Yeah.
So tell me then, please, what the difference is.
So myself and his mother sat down one day and she said, will you stop doing that? Because you're coming in the door with us and he thinks it's just from you and not from me. And he's going to think daddy good, mammy bad. Daddy is... Kids are very easily bought. You can easily buy a child with presents like that. And will you please consult with me if you're going out to buy a new thing? And that's what parenting, even if you're broken up, even if you're in a relationship type where you're not together anymore, which is the case with Stacey and her ex, yeah, you still need to discuss things yourselves. And if daddy wants to buy...
So anytime daddy wants to buy a present for his son, he's to ring mammy and say, is it okay if I buy it?
Yeah, and vice versa. So I think what he should have done, say the PlayStation...
What really shocks me about this whole story is how often do we hear stories about deadbeat dads, dads who literally don't give a flying fuck about their children, who disappear off the face of the earth or see them once a month or whatever, who literally don't care. And you and I regularly give out about deadbeat dads. They're an absolute waste of space.
Sperm donors. That's all they are. I hate deadbeat dads.
And so do I. Yeah. So it's something we've always had
But I also hate people using children. And by the way, what I'm saying here, I don't expect anybody to agree with me. I really don't. And I'm not here for people to agree with me. Okay. If I wanted people to agree with me, I'd just say what the populist is saying. But I'm saying that I used to be that man, and it took Luke's mother, my wife, to sit down and say that is not the right way to do things, and it's not the right way to do things.
But it was okay. It was all right for you at that time, wasn't it?
But as well, we were in a marriage together. But this is different. This is you've been there, Adrian, because you've been a separated father. Yeah. Yep. The games that separated parents play and try to outdo themselves. Come on, don't admit that it doesn't happen. It does.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Do you see anything wrong in this dad buying his son...
You need to reword it. Do you see anything wrong with a single parent or a separated parent using money...
How's he using anything?
Using money and wealth... To gain
the
favor.
The very first words that came out of my mouth at the start of this conversation was, men are damned if they do and damned if they don't.
No.
Surely this is better than these deadbeat fools that we both despise. The guys who get a woman pregnant and then piss off.
No, stop trying to buy your child's love. Stop. And maybe it's guilt because maybe it's single parent guilt, which a lot of single parents do have. Because, and I know that, half my friends are single parents. Single parent guilt is a real thing where... People who don't live with their children feel guilty because they're not waking up in the same house as little Johnny every morning. So they think the way to make that up is to buy Johnny 5 football kits and the brand new boots and stuff. That is not the way. All you need to do is you need to sit down and discuss it with your ex and say, listen, I'm thinking of buying little Johnny a PlayStation. It's 700 quid. Would that be all right with you? Not just going out and buying it so that little Johnny goes, daddy is so cool. Daddy is brilliant.
What's wrong with daddy being cool?
Because the opposite to that then, there's a result of that, and that is mammy is not as cool.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, you can send it on WhatsApp or you can send it on Facebook Messenger, which is exactly what Winnie just did.
Well, lads, I'd just like to say about your show today about the father getting his son gifts, right? True, Mel, he's a good father for to be doing that. And... why is it bothering her so much that she doesn't want him to do it? However, God bless the child, he shouldn't have to buy his child's love when it comes down to it. He's the father, that's his son. He should be allowed to see him and get him whatever he wants to get him. I think it's a good father that'll go out of his way and go and buy a child a thing, to be honest with you. So, what's the problem?
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hey, guys. Grand, thank you.
Well, yeah. Una, is there any harm in a daddy spoiling his son and buying him things that he wants to buy him?
Well, I tell you, I wish I was spoiled. No, it's brilliant. You know yourself, Jeremy, you always come up with this subject. Deadbeat dads.
Can't stand them. Hate them.
Yeah. Well, isn't she lucky he's not like that? forgets about the son.
Absolutely, but what he's doing is bad as well. What he's doing is he's trying to curry favour with his son by showering him with gifts.
But what's wrong with trying to curry favour with your son? Trying to...
harm.
No, there is harm. There's the psychological harm on the child.
Psychological harm?
On the child.
Because he got a bloody PlayStation.
No, that's not all he got, and you know that's not all he got. When you're trying to pit mommy against daddy, yeah? And kids are very, very clever. When you're trying to pit mommy against daddy, that is the wrong thing to do. All I'm saying is he should be consulting with her before he makes a big purchase.
Do you not agree with that, Una?
I don't agree with that. He's a father, isn't he?
Okay, so you
Why should he have a consulter?
That's what I was about to say. You don't see any need for this father to pick up the phone and ring.
No, I think he's brilliant.
And ring his ex. And ring his ex and say, I'm going to buy him a PlayStation today. Is that okay?
That's brilliant.
There's no need for him to have to do that, is there?
Not at all. No.
He should be praised for buying him PlayStations and football kits.
Absolutely. And history will tell you that nothing good comes out of spoiling a child. Absolutely nothing good can come out of spoiling a child. When you give a child, and I'm not a child psychologist, but I know this. When you give a child everything their heart desires, yeah? Daddy, I want a new PlayStation, no problem. Daddy, I want the new Liverpool kit, no problem. When you give a child everything they want as a child, they grow up in life with a sense of entitlement that makes them think that everything they want in life, they can get. And that's not the way life is. And that child is going to be destroyed by a immature father who just wants to curry favour by flashing cash.
An immature father. Do you make of that?
Sorry.
He's calling him an immature
come
father.
Come on, Jeremy. Wake up and smell the coffee. There's poor kids out there that get nothing. The fathers walk away and leave the kids there. He didn't have... The father actually asked the mother, didn't he?
By the way, two things can be wrong at the same time, and both are wrong. Deadbeat fathers, scum. Scum of the earth.
Yeah,
sperm
exactly.
Donors. Not even fathers. Deadbeat fathers, scum. Parents who use kids as weapons, scum. And that's what's happening here. And I'm sorry.
No, he's not a weapon. He's not a weapon.
He's using the child as a pawn. Yep.
Buying his son presents. How is that using a child? I just don't get that. I don't know. I don't understand how that is using a child. Do me a favour, Una. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. And if you've just joined us, the story, very briefly, is about a dad, a separated dad who has his son every Friday and Saturday. And Mammy, who's the dad's ex, is very annoyed that he keeps buying him stuff. He bought him a PlayStation for no reason. Last month, bought him a laptop for his birthday 2 months ago, bought him three football kits
without consulting her.
I'm buying my child a present. Can I have written permission?
And by the way, for those of you who don't think that spoiling a child damages them, there's like literally a million reports that you can look up. Don't take my word for it. Look up the experts online who have said continuously that spoiling a child and giving into a child every single whim, everything they want.
I get the feeling that the child was asking for the PlayStation. Daddy just went and got it from.
Doesn't make any difference. That the child is being destroyed because...
What do you say to that, Una? The child is being destroyed here.
Oh, definitely. He's been destroyed from what? From a dad buying a present?
Yeah, that's what he says, because he's been spoiled too much. Stay there for a second, Una, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you have an opinion on this...
Well, if you actually have an opinion agreeing with me, like, I'm not going to sit here for an hour talking to people who think I'm wrong, because I'm actually not
actually
wrong.
Actually, most people think you are wrong.
Well, most people are stupid, then.
Jamie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jamie?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jamie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I came on to say one thing, but then I heard what Jeremy just said. And I do agree with what Jeremy's saying to a certain extent, spoiling kids and not listening to them and not parenting them does spoil a child. It does ruin them. 100%, I agree. But that's not what we're even hearing here. The mom said he's buying the kid things. That doesn't mean he's not parenting the child.
No, I agree.
The value of a euro. That doesn't mean he's not teaching the kid that not everybody has this and you're lucky. And this is why you have this, because I work hard to make sure I give you what you like, what I think you need. That's totally different than saying, oh, he's just spoiling the child. And I think it's the opposite, in fact. The mother is actually the one who's engaging in parental alienation, because she's saying to the child, well, probably not to the child, but she's saying to him, you can't buy the child toys because I can't afford to buy the child toys. That's not really... She's cutting off her nose to spite her.
Okay, but her argument is... Her argument is, I told his father to stop spoiling him, stop trying to buy his love, and he told me it was none of my business. Is he not trying to buy his child's love? In fact, the young fella even said to his mammy that he'd like to spend more time with his dad.
Well, maybe he does want to spend more time with his dad.
Ah, yeah,
what would the mother say if the dad probably, said, I'll have 50% of the time?
But probably because...
Maybe the man wants to parent his child. Maybe he wants to be a part of his child's life. Maybe that's why he had a child.
Okay, but the argument here is that the young fella wants to spend more time with his dad because he gets lots of stuff from his dad.
Well, I don't know if that's the case because we didn't actually get that from what the woman said. We're getting her opinion of what she thinks is right.
But say, say for instance, Jamie, I broke up with my kid's mother and yeah. I happen to be in it. Because usually when a couple break up, the father is in a better financial position than the mother because...
not always. Yeah.
No, but in a lot of
by
cases...
By the time he moves out of the house, he's in bits.
In a lot of cases, the man is better off financially because he's not doing the everyday things. Yeah. Anyway, and, you know, I wanted to really treat them. I could easily book them and bring them to Lapland to see Santa Claus at Christmas time.
Do it. Because if that's my children, do it. Because, and I'll tell you why, because I'm not cutting off my child's nose to
spite
my baby.
No, my point is I would consult with the mother beforehand and say, is it okay? Because...
And that's fine, but you're not under any obligation to do that, Jeremy, because you're also a parent. And I think that's the problem with society these days, that mothers think that it's just about them and it's their choice because they gave birth to the child. It's not just about you. You chose to have a child with that person. That person was good enough to make choices when you gave birth to that child and when you had that child with them.
No,
so they're good enough to make choices when you're not with them anymore.
Okay, so answer me this then, Jamie. This father, and again, we're just we've the mother's word to go on this. The child spends Fridays and Saturdays with his dad, and daddy is buying him all sorts: PlayStations, laptops, football kits, you name it. Daddy's like Santa Claus to this young fella. Can you not understand why the mother might be a little bit pissed off with this?
Well, I would encourage the mother to put herself in the position that if she was in the father's position and the father was in hers, as in if the father had the child five out of 7 days every week and she had her child for 2 days, what would she be doing with her child for 2 days? Those are the 2 days the child has no school. Those are the 2 days that the child gets every week to do nice things. They are not in school. They're getting, like, usually people do nice things at the weekend, right? And usually what I know Jeremy calls them part-time dads, are doing is spending the weekend with their children. So it's their responsibility to still make sure that even though you're not with the parents, the other parents, that your children are still having those 2 days where they're getting to do nice things like every other child, like parents who are together do with their children.
Okay, so you think this dad should be nearly praised rather than criticized?
Yeah, any parent who's working hard and able to provide the things, nice things for their children should get a pat on the back. Any parent, mother or father.
Yeah, not when it's done with a view to point scoring.
And no, but who said it's been done with a view to point scoring?
Nobody said that. That's the case.
Nobody said that.
Like, we're not hearing from the father.
Sorry, Stacey said it. She said it. The mother said it.
She didn't use the word point scoring.
Because she can't provide her kid with that same thing. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yes.
It sounds like she doesn't want her kid to have these things because she's jealous that she can't provide these things.
No, that's not
that, that is exactly that is things. Literally exactly what's going on here. That is exactly what's going on.
It's
that
exactly what's happening. She's jealous, so she's telling her child, she's telling him not to buy things for her child, which in actual fact is only punishing her child. Because why shouldn't her child have nice things if his dad is financially stable enough to provide those things? That's not that, like, she shouldn't be in a position to tell him that he can't do that. He is also a parent. He should have as much right to what happens with that child as she does.
All right, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Jamie. Doesn't see any problem at all.
Hello?
Hello, what's wrong with you? What are you doing?
Like, I'm alone on a desert island here where, like, literally...
Nobody's agreeing with you.
How can people not see my point of view on this? I just don't understand that.
Well, if you share Jeremy's point of view, we would like to hear from you on 085-825-2626. Oh, here we go. Here's a message that just came in from Helen.
Okay.
I don't agree with Jeremy ever, but this time he's right. Spoiling a child, whether you're a separated dad...
Come join me on my island.
Whether you're a separated dad or not is not good for a child.
Thank you. And because in every situation where couples split up, one is always better off than the other, okay? And it's not fair that if... Because I can imagine what he probably said. Oh, no, sorry, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but oh, here's a PlayStation for you, little Jake. Here's a little PlayStation for you. Now, daddy got this for you. You keep this in daddy's house. If you don't have one in mammy's house, you can keep it in daddy's house. It's parental alienation and it's moral.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. This is Amanda.
Hey guys, Amanda here. Jeremy, you're calling this poor man awful names, and I'm not too sure why. He's done nothing wrong. He's bought his kids stuff. That's it. He's bought his kids stuff, and you're accusing him of being manipulative. You're accusing him of being, you know, trying to buy his kids love. You don't know anything about this man or his relationship with his kids. You know, you're just presuming. And that's not very nice to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, this woman, like, you don't personally know her. And you don't know the situation either. So I don't think it's fair to be calling them names and putting them down. Have your opinion. But insulting them? For what, like?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
There is.
Good, thanks, Jess. What did you want to say on this?
Well, the first thing I'll say is, unless Stacey's paying his wages or salary, what business is it? He's treating his sons the few days he has them. What is wrong with that? My dad did the exact same thing with me.
No,
when he had me on the weekends.
Sorry, it is her business. When you're parenting, it takes two people to parent. And when you are parenting, you have to consult with the other parent about things.
You don't have to consult about absolutely everything.
No, but things like that.
I'm taking
Jeremy, Jeremy, let's be honest, okay? This is how it's coming across to me. She sounds like a gaslighting petty little bitch. Oh, I can't treat my son like that. So he's going to treat him like that.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't use those exact words, but I think the exact same. She's just bitter over the fact that she can't afford to give the child what daddy can afford to give the child. I genuinely can't see what the issue is. And just to let you know,
you'd be giving out if you never treated him at all. You'd be like, oh, he's a McDonald's dad, doesn't do anything.
100%.
He's doing something, he's treating him, and you're there like, oh, he's using alienation and all this crap.
And just to clarify, by the way, we actually did get on to Stacey and we asked, because a number of our listeners had been asking, does he pay child maintenance as well?
And he does.
And he does.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so he's...
So what's he doing wrong? He's checking all the boxes for me.
What? He's literally using his wealth that he can afford to buy these things to curry favor.
And she's using her emotions towards the dad now that they're split, being like, oh, he thinks he can do this, Y and Z, buy him X, Y and Z, even though I can't, not going to happen. So she's just as bad. He's not doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything illegal. And like I said, unless she's paying the wages and the salary, if I was him, I'd be telling her, F off, it's my days and I'm buying what he wants.
Okay, but...
Well, that's a lovely little fairy tale world you're living in, but when you're a grown-up...
How is it a fairy tale world? I literally live for that every weekend.
Because when you were a grown-up, you have to act grown-up. And the grown-up way to deal with things when you have a child, even if you can't stand your partner, yeah...
She is. Like, oh, I can't afford that.
The grown-up way to deal with things is consulting your ex and saying...
About everything.
Harry,
I'm thinking of going to a Chinese tonight with the young fellow. Is that okay with you? Way out of that.
My mate.
This isn't like going on holidays and just taking a child on holidays without consulting with your partner. This is completely different. No, this is buying a present for your own child.
My mate, who's a single father to a 12-year-old, lovely young fella, just gone 12, and his ex, she put his name down into a secondary school and he's already been accepted without consulting with my mate.
That's different.
That's different to do with his education.
That's a life decision.
Buying a bloody
PlayStation isn't a life decision.
But it's a good cop, bad cop thing, lads. How can you not see that? It's literally making out that mammy...
Yeah, she's being the bad cop because she's using her little feelings that she has towards him against the child.
Loving a child is not equation.
Would you say the same thing if the mom turned around to the child and said, do you think your dad really loves you because he got you this, that and the other? Do you think he really loves you? No, he doesn't. Would you still say she's the good cop and being the great parent?
Kids equate love with the amount of stuff that is bought for them. They really...
No, they don't.
Yes,
I never equated that with my dad.
And in fact, Jess, you said that was you. So your dad used to spoil your rotten,
didn't he? My dad would have me on the weekends. He'd have me on a Saturday or Sunday, depending on his shift, but it was always at the weekends. He'd bring me down the country sometimes. He'd bring me to the cinema. He'd bring me to Smith's and say, get a little something for yourself. But no, don't get me wrong, he didn't do it all the time. And he always said to me, if I can treat you, I will. If I can't, I can't. And I understood that. But he tried his damned hardest to make sure he could treat me on the few days he had me. What was wrong with that?
Okay, so you never looked at your dad in a more special way than your mam, even though he bought you loads of stuff?
No, I never saw either of my parents as ATM machines or little Santa machines. Like, I grant, if I can't get this off one, I'll get it off the other.
But parents,
they all have the same idea. If we can't get it, we can't get it.
But parents do this. Separated parents are the most vindictive, literally petty people you could ever meet. And I'll give you another example.
She's being the petty one.
I'll give you another example, and I hope I'm not identifying these people. I have another friend that is a single parent. Now, this is a mother. Mm-hmm. Single parent. They have an 8-year-old together, her and her ex. They don't talk. She absolutely hates me. She cheated on her and they broke up. They have an 8-year-old together. The child's birthday, her birthday was about 2 months ago, and she booked a birthday party for him and went to, what's the place with the trampolines called? Jump Zone.
Jump Zone. Mm-hmm.
Went to Jump Zone. And they obviously had to have two birthday parties because they can't be in the same room together. And to get brownie points against the child, so remember, she had one birthday party in Jump Zone. And to up that, what did he do? He went and booked Dublin Zoo. I didn't even know you could have birthday parties in Dublin Zoo, but apparently they're very expensive. And that was literally done.
Yeah, see,
that was literally done. That was literally done to say, I can beat you.
To me, that sounds like two parents who want to give both an equal full experience.
No, that's absolutely not what it is.
You're hardly going to have a second party in Jump Zone.
As soon as she told me that, I went, what an arsehole. That's the only reason that was done.
Oh, God forbid, he wanted to have a special birthday with his father.
And then, Jeremy, as opposed to a father who doesn't give a shit.
Well, actually...
And there are so many of them.
Actually, what I said to Roz, you should, make your differences and just go to the same birthday party together and be in the same room.
But she won't.
That pisses me off as well. Separated parents who literally can't.
And she won't. So what was the dad to do? He had a good party for his child in the zoo. Let me bring in more of your opinions on this. Keith.
That's right, isn't it, lads? Many deadbeat fathers out there not doing nothing for their fucking children. Not putting their hands in their pocket, not even bringing them for the fucking walk. And there's a father who was literally... sounds like he's throwing every fucking penny he has at his child. He wants his child to know that he loves him. And it takes the woman to get jealous about it. What is it, love? Is he not giving you the fucking, not handing the money over to you again? You know, it's all going to the child. Cop the fuck on, right? The man is doing nothing wrong. He's raising his child out of respect. And when the child gets older, the child will respect him too. Sorry if you don't fucking like it, but... the man is doing a great job in my eyes.
So we had a message a while ago from Helen, who agrees with what Jeremy is saying. It's wrong to spoil a child. And apparently, Matty also agrees with Jeremy.
Lads, how are you? Matty's my name. Listen, I totally understand where Jeremy's coming from. It's not great overall what the father's doing. But I tell you one thing, if the shit was on your foot, if for some reason that child was gravitating towards the mother, towards the father, and the mother hadn't got the money to really do much, she would definitely be telling and manipulating that child, putting the father down. She'd use her powers to not buy the child's love, but to get the child back on side, on her side, if you know what I mean. Thanks, lads.
Sharon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sharon?
Grand. In the beginning, when I was listening to you, I was kind of going, there's no backstory to this. But upon, Stacey saying, he does pay maintenance and everything, he probably does have the right to give what he wants. But now, listening to Jess just a few minutes ago, oh my God, that sounded spoiled, and it shows what her dad has done to her, because she didn't mention her mum. What good did her mum do in her life?
Yeah, no, that's a fair... No, she's not... I'll try and get her back on the line, actually. So all you heard from Jess there was somebody who...
How good daddy was. Daddy did this, daddy did this. But what about mum that was at home cooking, cleaning, sending you to school, all that stuff? It really aggravated me. I didn't hear mum once. Does that not show how everything daddy bought her is how she remembers daddy? But what about mum that was in the background doing everything else?
That's a good question. As I said, she's not on the line now. We'll try and get her back in a minute. But again, at the start of this conversation, what way were you feeling about this dad buying presents?
I've been through this. I have a son who's 30 now. I have a daughter, 19, who the last time they seen their dad was when they were 2. He flooded them with gifts in the beginning just to get at me. And then when that was over, he never paid maintenance, and he just cut the kids off immediately when he didn't get our relationship back the way he wanted it. So my kids just suffered. They were getting PlayStation, football boots, everything, and then they were cut to nothing. So it all, everyone has a different backstory to it. Like, it did them no good because they were heartbroken at the end that why was
okay,
why
were they and this situation is very different. This dad does see his child every Friday and Saturday. This child does spend quality time. This father just spent quality time. Father pays maintenance for the child, and then he spoils him a bit when he has him at the weekends. So, do you see anything wrong with that?
I have no issue with that. I have no issue with, as long as he's paying maintenance under the food and clothing. Like, I had no issue when my ex-husband was paying, you know, if he paid maintenance, but he was just buying toys. But then to hear Jess, it does show I'm veering the other way now as I'm listening to your show, because to hear the way she talked about her dad, and that was all for material things, not about the love and her mother at home, pickups from school, sending to school.
Jess, I have her back on the line now. Jess, do you want to respond to what Sharon is saying here?
What were you saying about me, Sharon? I missed it. What were you saying about me?
I'm just asking. I know you have a positive side to your dad, right? Which is great that you had that aspect that my kids didn't. But I'm wondering, have you anything positive to say about your mum on the other side?
Of course I do. She's looked after me the whole 26 years of my life. I've no bad word to say about my mother.
Well, how come you didn't mention her in the whole scenario as if my dad
Excuse me, I actually did say that both my parents, they both had the same ideas of, if we can't get it for you, we can't. I never would say a bad thing about either my parents. But we are kind of focusing on the dad.
Well, I know we're focusing on
the dad. So don't even dare. Don't even dare. When you don't know me, try to make it out that I have favourites, okay? Don't even go there.
I'm not being rude to you. I'm not making out your favourites. But do you not think that
oh, she loves her dad.
No, but I'm not saying it as you love your dad. You don't need to take it so personal. What I'm saying is,
I am going to take it personal if you're going to talk about me and my parents. I am going to take it personal. Sorry to tell you, I'm going to take it personal.
Well, you can take it personal. It's not my
fault. Look, I'm sorry. Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm saying, do you not feel all this material stuff made you see your dad as a superhero that gave you everything?
No, I don't. Like I said, I never saw either of my parents as an ATM machine or a Santa Claus machine. I saw them both as my parents who cared about me.
It's just a thing I noticed of you discussed. I know the show is about dads, but I just feel the mother was pushed to the side in the show because the mothers do a lot too.
I would never just touch my mother's side to say a bad word about her. Where the hell are you picking this up?
I'm not saying you particularly. I'm just saying you talk so high of your dad. Do you think it's because
I'm not talking about you specifically, but you said this, you said that. You are making a bit of personal here, Sharon, towards me.
I'm just saying the material stuff. Do you not think that impacted the way you felt on your dad?
No, it didn't. Like I said, do I have to repeat myself to you? Am I just a parrot to you? I never saw either of my parents as any sort of ATM machine. I never played them against the other. I never thought, oh, grand, if Ma won't get me this, Dad will, or vice versa. I never saw them like that.
Well, that's fair enough. It's just something I observed, and I'm sorry if I got it wrong with you, but I do feel it is a thing that does happen out there, that the dads look superior when they're buying
us. I'm not saying it doesn't, but what I said to the lads was, and I know what it was like, because I was that kid myself every weekend. My dad only had me the Saturday or the Sunday. What was he going to do? Treat me to nothing? Be like, we're just going to stay in the house? He'd bring me to the park. He'd bring me into town. He'd bring me to the cinema. He'd bring me loads of different things just to spend a bit of quality time with me. Whereas my mama had about 6 days of quality time with me. What was he meant to do? Say, sorry, Jessica, we can't do anything. Don't want to be seen.
Saying your dad was a bad person, but I was just observing in the call of how much, like, you appreciated him, like, whereas you didn't, like, and now I know from you, you're taking
it.
Yeah, okay, well, I apologise for that, but I'm just trying to say I do think material stuff does influence, and it does kind of put the mother to the background. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, but as regards this dad then, Sharon, who is paying maintenance, does spend time with his child, and for whatever reason he likes to treat his son, you see no harm in that, do you?
No, I see no harm unless it's impacting the kids. there could be a lack of communication there between the media. As long as he's paying maintenance, that's the important thing. And whatever comes after is a bonus. That's okay. What I
think. I want to read out a message that's just come in to us, and it says, please don't read out my name, but I don't often agree with Jeremy. However, why does everybody feel the need to say that, by the way? I don't often agree with Jeremy. However, I do this time. I know someone in the exact same situation, to the point where he didn't want to have the phone his auntie bought him in his house. So after kicking up a massive fuss about it, he bought him a phone to have while he's in his house. The child has 2 PlayStations, 2 mobiles, 2 bikes, because when the man buys him something, usually for Christmas or a birthday, dad buys the same thing, if not more. Instead of doing it in a joint way, like she has asked several times. And in fact, Sharon, this mother has asked him to, you know, at least talk about what he's buying, but he's just point blank refusing.
Well, then that's a lack of communication against them, and it looks like it is the score point, and like you know, I feel it's a lack of communication. My kids were used, specifically given objects for him to get back with me. And then when I wouldn't go back, my kids were completely cut off. So there is emotional issues there, and there is a lack of communication and stuff, I feel, between the two parents. And he's scoring points at that level then.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I want to bring John in on this. You're on Opinions Matter, John. How are you?
How are you doing, Adrian? I always say this, and Jeremy, you're fucked if you do and you're fucked if you don't.
That's exactly what I said as well. I genuinely believe this, where men are concerned.
This is not the case here at all. I've been regularly over the last 20 years been screaming about single father's rights. Two things can be wrong at the same time, okay? So, yes, he's not a deadbeat dad. I'm delighted for him. Brilliant. Whoop-de-doo. By the way, a man shouldn't get praise for being a good father.
Absolutely.
You know the way these people, have you ever seen them on the American talk shows? They go on show, I'm a great dad. I deserve the credit. No, you don't. Fuck off. Everybody should be a great dad.
Yeah, you're great.
So he's a great dad. Yes, he's a great dad. And he's around for his son, and he's not a deadbeat dad. But he's also using his son as a pawn.
No, okay. So I heard Una there a minute ago. No, I didn't agree with you. I'm just asking, is that Una there on the line?
Well, it was Una. No, we had Una on earlier on.
Who's that on the other line?
Sharon.
So is Sharon the one with the 30-year-old and the 19-year-old?
Yes.
Okay. See, I tell you what happened, Sharon, and I tell you what does happen in these cases, okay? Now, I don't know exactly what happened in your life, but I tell you this, and this can happen to Stacey, Adrian, and Jeremy very quick, okay? Because I've seen this in my own friends, right? So this is why I'm going on this. So a friend of mine broke up with his missus there a good while back, and he was great. You know, he's always been there. As Jess said, he wasn't a McDonald's dad. He was there 24/7, 7 days. Anything ever went wrong, anytime he ever wanted money or needed money, you know, yes, he would buy the envelope gifts, and you know, of course he would. He was there, and again, maintenance and everything else. What I'm getting at here is that she was such a bastard to him that he just said, "Look, I'm out. I've had enough." And you know, no matter what he did, or no matter how good he could be, that she actually she killed the golden goose. So what I'm saying is, you know, with Stacey's case here, she could well kill the golden goose here, and then we'll hear Stacey then next week or the week after on Opinions Matter. Oh, he's a deadbeat dad. He's a bastard. He's this, he's that, the other. He doesn't support the child. This, that. See, this is what happens, lads. You know, this is where this shit goes around and around and around. I've been on this show as many a time as everybody knows and that's listening here today. And we've talked about deadbeat dads, Adrian and Jeremy. And we've done it so many times, I'm actually sick of listening to it. But when I heard today's show, I said, I have to give you a call. And the reason being is, we have a good dad here and he's doing the best he can. Yes, she sees it as, he's trying to buy love, he's trying to do this, he's trying... Oh, no, he's not. Because here's the thing. The son obviously hadn't got a PlayStation. He bought him a fucking PlayStation because it's probably his friends helped him. Okay, she couldn't afford it.
He could have said... Hold on. He could have said, this is from... first of all, he could have said, this is from Mammy and Daddy.
No, why would he do that? It's
from fucking him.
It was from him.
Okay. he should have consulted. That is about it.
Oh, consulted me, but here, no, come here. If I hear consulted again, I'm going to fucking my head through that door. I swear to God. You know, the fact of the matter is, what I'm going to say to you is, Jeremy, you know, they're not together. They're not living together.
You're another one. Listen to me, please.
No,
you're another one of these parents that think you can buy your children's love by throwing
money at them. Look, listen, what I'm saying is, the young fella probably needed a PlayStation. He got him a PlayStation. The fucking world keeps going. And then he got him a laptop, okay? Now, the fact of the matter is, you can only buy one laptop. You can only buy one PlayStation. So he's never going to get them again, okay? Because he has them now. But God for fucking bit.
But as far as you're concerned, this guy is a good father, and the mother is wrong to be criticizing him.
Do you know what? As I say, I'm going to go back to killing the golden goose, because I tell you what, if I was that guy, and I hope Stacey's listening, if I was that guy, I'd say, well, fuck you, Stacey. Now you're not getting fuck all, and now I'm leaving it now at this. I'm not paying you any maintenance. I'm just going to look after the young fella, you know, when I see him, and you know, because again, let's put a spade here, guys. He's only seeing that child a couple of days a week. You know, he doesn't have him 24/7. So, you know, as I'm saying, you know, you just can't win here, can you? There's no fucking win-win situation here, really, you know. And I really can't, you know, that boils my piss there when I hear people going on and on, and Unadir or whoever their name is, you kill the golden goose, and then what happens? You know, you hear the girl earlier on, oh, you stop giving me this, you stop giving me that. Yeah, why? Because you fucking wrecked his head so much, and that's why he stopped.
Okay, so you believe that by giving out about him buying his son gifts, all she's going to do is push him away and
push him forward and forward, Adrian, and keep pushing, and then he's just going to give up, and that's what happens. I've seen it because that happened in my friend's relationship, even though they were broke up. He said, fuck this, I can't win, I'm not doing this anymore. That's what he done.
Stay listening, John, because we have a message from Stacey's ex coming up in a second. We're just verifying that it's actually from him, but somebody whose message started with, I'm Stacey's ex, might lead us to believe it could well be him. We're just trying to verify that. But while we are verifying that, let me bring in, hello.
I don't want to read a message. Get him on, actually. We're going to try and get him on.
Patricia.
Hi, guys. Great topic today. Listen, I completely agree with Jeremy on this one. I have to be honest with you, and if I'm being totally honest, it sounds like Jamie, that's been given out there, sounds like she's probably the girlfriend of a separated father, and that's why she's up in arms there about it, because it's logical. If the woman is having the kid all during the week and she has less means than the father doesn't, and he's rocking up on the weekend, I think you called him Jeremy McDonald's dad or whatever you used to call him, and then lavishing the kid with gifts of PlayStations and football kits and whatever the case may be. Of course the young is going to have, I don't know what the word would be, but let's say be looking forward more, let's say, to the weekends to seeing his father, and then whatever the mother provides during the week or whatever, let's say like a small gift or whatever she's providing for him, is always going to be less in his eyes until he actually probably grows up and realises that. So I completely agree with Jeremy on this one, absolutely 100%. And I think that girl, she sounds to me like she's sour grapes. Sounds to me she's probably the girlfriend of a separated father, and that's why she's all up about it like that. I wonder if the shoe was on the other foot, would she be feeling exactly the same way?
Now, we have confirmed that this message is from Stacey's ex, okay? Because we know his name. And he says, I'm Stacey's ex. Why didn't you contact me?
By the way, before you read that, why won't you come on? Sorry, man, what's the reason why he won't come
he's
on?
He's not available. That's his answer.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's
why didn't you contact me to get my side of things? I only want to hear one side. That wanker beside you has made a lot of false claims about me, and I'd be talking to my solicitor about it.
I hear.
Jesus, relax there, Daddy. He says, I'm a good father, and that's an effing wanker in the studio saying those things about me. I'll buy my son what I want, you toffee nose. See you next Tuesday. You better hope you never bump into me, you prick. Right, okay, enough of the aggression, Rambo. But he's not happy with you for what you were saying.
Okay, I haven't had a chance to actually get all that message in as to what he's saying.
He's basically saying,
I got the basics of it. What have I? First of all, go ahead, go down to your solicitors. You're literally
nobody says no.
You
only want to hear one side. That wanker beside you has made a lot of false claims about me, and I'd be talking to my solicitor about it. Now he probably won't be talking to his solicitor about
it. No. I would actually. Can I name him?
There's no need to name him. Why do you want to name him?
Okay,
we'll give out his first name.
No, it's all right. Because I don't want to identify the child involved in this. But I will just say this to you. Go down to your solicitor. Go today, in fact. And you go to your solicitor. Send your solicitor even a link of the podcast, okay? Send your solicitor a link of the podcast. Let your solicitor listen to it. Because any solicitor worth a salt wouldn't... Like, what did I actually say?
I don't know, but he wasn't happy with you.
Oh, there. And so, don't you dare post this. Okay, now see, this is where I... This is where I have... I don't mind what you call me... What is it, a toffee nose or a stuck up? What were the words you used for me? I don't have an issue, and I hate arguing with people who won't come on. I don't have an issue with you calling me all that, stuck up, toffee nose and all that, yeah? But when you tried to silence us, yeah? When you tried to silence us and tell us not to post podcasts and stuff like that... Oh, mister, nobody.
Okay, relax, nobody. Relax.
No.
Relax, for God's sake.
Nobody tells us. Nobody.
Let me tell us what to say. Okay, let me squeeze in one final message on this, and that's from you, Mark.
If the dad could afford to bring the kid to Disneyland Paris or abroad somewhere, but the mother can only afford a holiday to a caravan in Wexford, say, does that mean the child doesn't get to go abroad because the mother can't afford a holiday of the same value?
All right, thanks very much indeed, Mark, for your message. I think we might have one more call to squeeze in before we wrap this up. Elaine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elaine?
How are you? Not too bad.
Now, good, Elaine. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I basically think as long as the child's needs are met, whether he's with the mother or father, as long as the child's medical... They're not wanting food, they're clothed. I don't really see a problem in him spoiling the child. He's probably making up for the fact that he's not around as often as he used to be.
And obviously there is and something you mentioned earlier on, Jeremy, there is a degree of parental guilt that some fathers or mothers, for that matter, might feel because mammy and daddy are separated and they live a dual life, basically, with both parents, and that can lead to parental guilt. And you're right, and if daddy's way of trying to make up for that is to lavish gifts, yes, to spoil this child with gifts,
I don't see a problem. But I don't see why he would do that if the child's needs, whether it's with the mother or the father, is not met. Like, the child has adequate food, adequate clothing, his medical, his school supplies are all taken care of, and that should be all split 50-50 as well. If the father wants to split him after that's done, you know, they pay this child 50-50. If the father wants to spoil him after that's done, that's his prerogative.
But lad, spoiling isn't a positive thing.
It's not, but it's not a positive thing to be missing one parent for 4 days of the week either.
No, I get
that. That's life. Life throws these curveballs at you.
And that's this daddy's way of... I'm not even making up for it, but look, he wants to buy his child presents.
Well, listen, I'm not, to be honest with you, lads, I'm not saying anything more about him because I'm not going to have other threats being sent to me like by him. But like, ridiculous that you can't have an opinion nowadays.
No, that's crazy. No one should be doing that either.
Sorry, I'm just out of getting a copy of the message because I could just hear you reading it out. You better hope you never bump into me, prick. Like, seriously. I didn't say anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it absolutely, and that showed.
But you did say he was trying to buy his son's affection. You did say,
well, that's not
buying
that's
gifts for him could destroy his personality.
That's an opinion. That's not illegal to say, okay? I didn't accuse you of being a thief or of being, a criminal.
Getting his money by alternative means. Accuse anybody.
There was no accusation made other than to question your parenting. And that is fair comment, by the way.
Elaine, thanks very much.
You're entitled to your opinion. Same as everyone.
Thanks very much indeed for your call.
No problem.
Sorry, Elaine, is it the first time we've ever spoken to you?
You did years ago when you were on the radio. Time on podcast.
Oh, very good.
Well, this is better. You can say whatever you... Well, apparently you can say whatever you want on this.
Ah, you fucking can.
No, you can. Thanks, Elaine.
Thanks, Elaine.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
And thank you very much indeed, all of you, for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Jeremy's got his knickers in a twist now.
Just don't like getting messages like that.
We hope you've enjoyed this latest episode. If you have, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.